Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Sal comes to you on a Thursday morning. Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Brian, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
How you doing, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Big, big news, big sports news. The John Glenn High School has put out their list of nominees for Sports Hall of Famers. And I don't know, Brother Bry, I mean, we all have our... We talked about 20 minutes about this before. It's old high school. And so some we agree with, some we don't. It really doesn't matter. What does matter is, Harry, you went to Springsteen last night in Tampa? Where are you? I can't even follow you anymore.
In Tampa, the opening night of the concert. Yeah, it was wild. It was fantastic.
You've seen him how many times?
I want to say probably seven now. Seven, probably. And we're going to watch him. We're going to be in Orlando Sunday to watch as well.
Oh, wow. I think Harry has seen Springsteen more than anyone else that doesn't really like Springsteen. I think there's
there might be
a security guard who has to stand there with his back to Springsteen, but you're along for the ride, Harry. Just admit it.
A lot of his stuff, Sal. A lot of stuff. I've grown to learn and understand his music. It's fantastic.
You like Poison and Exposé. You don't like Springsteen. I know you don't like Springsteen. I know. Parlay Kid, are you buying this?
It's a mix. Listen, I love Daughtry.
You have to go on these. If you don't, you get in trouble. You'll get docked another $4,000. Isn't that what happens? Wow. You have to go on these.
I'd like to hear Harry give us a little Bruce. I mean, I'd love to hear it.
He's more of a Bruce Valanche guy, I think, than Bruce Springsteen.
By the way, I did want to give a little shout out to Ryan, one of our listeners, guys. One of our listeners, he was at the concert last night, too. We tried to meet up, tried to do a video, but we're down in the pit, so I don't think he could get down there. So I didn't meet up with him, but I want to give Ryan a shout out.
He's down in the pit. You love how Harry has to mention that? Hey, look at me, everybody.
What row, Harry? What row are you in?
There's no row. You're just hanging out with Baba Booey. Right next to Baba Booey, the whole concert.
So that's actually where you were. Okay.
All right. Shout out to Ryan. I mean, I like it when Harry's getting along with our fans. I don't see it a lot on Twitter. I mean, went after a lot of people right now. The Parlay Kid had to step in and be like, whoa, show some class, Harry. Harry throwing STFUs at all or anyone who disagrees with him.
That is classless. Well, yeah. I'm embarrassed. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
We don't treat people like that.
We don't. And I came back and I apologized, but
you did.
I don't know. The Andy Reid stuff just drives me nuts. I mean, you got to be able to. But if you're going to argue, don't forget that Andy Reid lost a 38-10 lead in the playoffs against Indianapolis in his first year with Kansas City before his Golden Goose. Also an 18-point lead against Tennessee
two years later, before
Mahomes. If you're going to hold your hat on Andy Reid being a great coach and everyone's great, you're going
to
hold on.
You have to bring up the three bad things.
If you're going to reward the guy for 10-6 seasons and then tanking in the playoffs, if that's what you're going to hang your hat on, go ahead.
Okay, that is what people are hanging their hat on. The numbers do speak for themselves. I just don't think there are any great coaches because of the Golden Goose thing. So Belichick is not a great coach. Phil Jackson's not a great coach. Red Auerbach's not a great coach.
I've always said, let's see what Phil Jackson could do with the team that, with the Charlotte Hornets and see how he gets through the season. Definitely.
All right.
So that's the point Sal's making here.
Of course.
Phil Jackson won championships there.
Just tell me who's a great coach.
He can't tell us. He
can't say who's a great coach. He can only say... Babyface, can you help me out here, Harry?
Harry, you got to lay off the Andy weed. Seriously.
You're a Springsteen guy, Harry. You're not a sports fan. Just stay in your lane. 1.5, 50.5. The Eagles are favored. The over-under ticked up a point. So get on that. Boy, if you want the under, this might be the way to go. Now, Tom Brady stepped aside, retired, done. Parlay Kid, I'm not joking when I say the Cowboys, big winners in this situation. They knocked them out of the box. They slayed the dragon. That's it. If he, we forced him to throw 66 times for a total of 14 points, and he said, I don't ever want to play this team again. I know they're not in our division. I don't want to meet them in the playoffs. I don't even want that possibility. I'm stepping aside. And that's it. So that's it. We're known as the team that destroyed Tom Brady. Good job by us. Everyone else could have their Super Bowls and everything. So Mike McCarthy, yeah, now a great coach because he defeated Tom Brady.
Yeah, I would trade a Super Bowl for that. That's for sure.
That's but, right.
Boy, the NFL, this is a big loss. Good for Brady to call it a career. I mean, I still think he had something left in the tank. And look, he's retiring. I think this is official, right? But if a starting quarterback went down last year on a contending team, they're not going to call Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? Wouldn't you call Tom Brady? You would call him. People are going to be kicking the tires on that at some point, I would think. But I'm going to take his word for it that he's retired, but he would reserve the right to come back out, whatever. But what a career, Sal, a true legend. Probably, in my estimation, the greatest of all time.
The best I ever saw, for sure.
There could be some debate about that, but I think he's the greatest, especially because you have to admire everything he's done for the sport. I know there's some of that, the Deflategate and that type of stuff, but I always think he's been rather a class act his whole career. My wife absolutely hates him, I must say. Really has to do with his first marriage I don't think he was even married, but leaving a pregnant woman, you know, that bothered her a lot. So,
right.
But whatever. It was just a good thing for my wife and I to spend arguing, brought us together on a sports related theme.
Brought you together to argue about. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, right. Just something like, instead of it's arguing funny, about money, we could argue about Tom Brady or something like that.
Rob Parker says that Rob Parker was on last week. Explained the way Scott Rowland, he said he would not vote because of the baggage, because of the negative implications, because all the Spygate and the Deflategate and everything else, and Brady throwing his cell phone in the river. He would not vote for Brady for Hall of Fame. Now, I think he's kind of kidding around, but I wonder if there's anyone will there be anyone who doesn't vote for him, Bri, first ballot?
If they don't, they should take their vote away, right? Seriously. I mean, even just going over to Tampa, right, and winning a Super Bowl in Tampa just disproved anything else prior to it. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Was a good Tampa career. He did what he had to do. He won a Super Bowl, and he distanced himself from Belichick. That's all he needed to do in those couple of years.
Yeah.
Playoffs all 3 years, too.
And, you know, I'm like kind of kidding about the Cowboys thing, but if he does beat the Cowboys and plays close with the 49, I'm just looking at the South, the NFC South, right? I'm like, people are like, oh, if he goes to Miami, he could be like, well, that division still has the Bills. But the NFC South is such garbage. I mean, have we seen a division look this bad going into February? I get it. They're going to shuffle around. There's going to be quarterbacks. But if he was going to come back, I think that would be the consideration. Play for any of those teams, you could take them to the playoffs. Right, Parley Kid?
Absolutely.
Frank Reich's the star of that division.
Look, here's so the bad. Bottom line, Sal. For the Cowboys, just in general, the NFC is the place to be right now for any team that's decent. Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys fit that mold. So for our team, look, we look at the Eagles right now and the 49ers, right? Like, I would put us above every other team. I put the Cowboys above every other team.
Yeah.
So, let's keep that South as weak as possible, Sal. I'm all for that.
Harry, most impressive, I'm looking through the gambling lens here, 74 straight regular season games he was favored in. That's spectacular. Wow. Almost 6 years.
Wow.
Or 5 years.
By the way, Sal, it's fair to say that South that you just mentioned, like, it's fair to say that we really don't know who the starting quarterback is going into the 2023 season for any of the teams, right?
I said for both South divisions, I think you only know Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, so seven out of eight. The South is really,
that's wild,
really bad. Yeah. Both, and we'll get to D'Amico Ryan's hire and why I think that's a strong. I mean, that's as good a job as any right now. But back to Brady. 74 straight regular season games he was favored in, 58% against the spread, 213, 157, and 11. And as an underdog, 51-13, 80% against the spread. And so now he's in the Hall of Fame class with J.J. Watt, and which if makes you think if Rodgers was thinking about retiring, he is going to skip it this year and go next year, much like the Parlay Kid is doing with the John Glenn Hall of Fame. He's picking his spots who he wants to be inducted with. But I was talking on extra points. When does Antonio Brown go in? Does he go in with Roethlisberger? Because no one's going to sign him, Bri, right? The rest of the way? Is he with Roethlisberger or is he with this Brady class? It's hilarious either way, if you want to look at it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know who he goes in with.
It's 5 years after your last game, right? It has to be.
Yeah. I would say it's the year prior, right? Or do you have to officially announce?
No, because guys could, God forbid, die or whatever. I don't know. But Babyface, you looked into it. What did we settle on with that?
Yeah, it's 5 years after a final game. I mean, he hasn't officially retired, but although his numbers deserve to get in first year, again, for all the off-field stuff, I can't imagine him getting in. It'll be a couple years of debate. But knowing Antonio Brown, he may come up on the stage like Kanye and say, I'm in. He could walk up.
Oh, that'd be pretty great. That'd be pretty great. If he does it with Brady after posting fake nude pictures of his wife, it's spectacular. And even the Big Ben thing is nuts. These guys, Brady might have wanted to wait one more year. But I think this is a final retirement. I think it tarnishes the legacy a little bit if he comes back Parlay Kid after this. But who the hell knows? I can't get in his head. That's why I don't like placing these quarterbacks. Well, if Rodgers goes to the Raiders, it's like, no, I don't want to. A little bit of a head case thing going on here, and we end up looking stupid. I look stupid enough with my picks. Trying to figure out where these guys are going to play next year is a different story. Who's the face of the NFL right now, Harry, now that Brady's gone?
Look, it's Mahomes. I've said it. The NFL doesn't want it to be anyone else. They definitely don't want it to be Hurts. Definitely not. McCaffrey's a little older. Don't want it to be Josh Allen. Not even Joe Burrow. It's Mahomes, and that's the only one the NFL wants.
All right, so now we have to talk about this because Arian Foster went on. What do you go on Barstool Guys and talked about? There's a script, and that the game is fixed, and everybody's having fun with it. Former players like I didn't know anything about this script, and Harry seems to be in the Arian Foster corner that the game is fixed, and for some reason Kansas City, not a big market at all. They want Mahomes, wouldn't want the Cowboys to win, three of the top six jersey sales and just skyrocketing ratings for any of their games, that Tampa game, whatever it is, number one. But for some reason, small market Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, Harry, that's the guy that the league is fixing towards favoring.
Call it an anomaly. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it, but it is Mahomes.
No, you call it. I want you to call it.
I'll call it. It's Mahomes. They don't. I mean, Joe Burrow could be the guy. They don't want him to be the guy. It's Mahomes only still.
But Joe Burrow won three games. So what happened in those games when he beat him straight up three times?
He beat him three times. The NFL doesn't care about that. They still want Mahomes to be the face of the NFL. They do.
But why didn't they fix those? Why didn't they fix those three games? Did they step aside?
I don't think the NFL needs one single face to it. Yeah. I mean, Brady's going to retire and the NFL is going to be just as lucrative as it ever was. So they don't really need a face they got plenty of faces between Mahomes, certainly. But I think all these guys get well marketed and well represented within the league. So they'll be fine. They'll move on. It's totally good.
But I think it's Mahomes. The face of the league has little to do with, even if you think, and you're a nutcase if you do think they're fixing it. But Brian, the face of the league is Mahomes because he's a nifty quarterback, because he does things that no one's ever seen. Right. He's Steph Curry.
Right. And he's clean. Football. He doesn't get in trouble. He's fun. You know?
Yeah.
Well, how is the NFL keeping him out of trouble? That's what I want to find out. How are they figuring this out?
I mean, this is the same thing. I mean, we're heading to the same phase when it was Manning and Brady, right? At one point it was Manning, right? For sure.
Over
Brady, but then it just over time just became Brady, but Mahomes, Burrow will be it for the next 12 years.
Yeah, I think Mahomes, even if Jalen Hurts wins, I don't think he's the face of the league, right?
No.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is still a face of the league more than Jalen Hurts, I think, either. But I don't know. Then this fixed factor, though, it's really hard to figure out. Babyface, am I looking at it the wrong way here?
It is interesting, and it's something that Harry's talked about before. But it is. I don't know. I think Lamar Jackson could certainly be in the mix, too, if he wasn't injured. And so, I mean, speaking of Lamar, whoever wrote that of him going to the bathroom during a game, I mean, that's just classic Kimmel writing. Whoever
that's
wrote
a good.
That.
Yeah, that's Man Show. Me season two-ish, I would say. Yeah, the dumping a number two there. Yeah, I'm curious to know how far Harry thinks this extends, this the script. Just at the end of the year, the Chiefs have to be amongst the four teams. Like how much did they script it? Did they leave anything to chance?
At least in one of the last four. At least one of the last four. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, just remember, let's remember to keep track of how many first downs they get because of penalties against the other teams in the NFL. It just continues to happen that it should not be 2-1. Darren, it should not be a 2-1 ratio. Let's put it that way. Should not.
Well, maybe it's Andy Reid is very disciplined and teaches his players not to also, hold and not to Andy jump Reid, off
also sides. One of the worst clock management coaches in the NFL history.
But as disciplined as they get, because of what the stat you're reading, I mean, it could only be the coach that has these guys so in sync that they're not committing penalties. Is Patrick Mahomes even good? Maybe he's not even good.
I don't know. I've sent you guys about seven videos that where there was blatant penalties on Kansas City that were never called.
He's not going to stop.
Just saying.
I know you did. And there were just as many the other way. But here's the thing with me. Unless you're up by 9 or more points with 5 seconds left, you could point to anything, right? You didn't do your job. You didn't blow anybody out. And so I'm going to go back and forth, and I had money on the Bengals, and I hate being wrong with my bets, so I could easily lean on the refs here. But at some point, just let it go.
I'm actually surprised you weren't a little more upset about that, really.
I just try to put everything in perspective. It's like, yeah, I didn't want to go 0-2. I could blame the refs, but I was disappointed in the Bengals not moving the ball in the first half and not scoring in the fourth quarter twice when they had the ball in a tie game. So yeah, that sucked. That late hit. I mean, the people
grounding and making it calling a garbage grounding call, make it 3rd and 22 doesn't help.
All right, I know nothing helps, but now, but people go a little far. People who demand excellence and honesty in officiating are posting pictures of Asai first touching Mahomes a half a step out of bounds and not letting it play through to where it's like three more steps and he's still making contact with his back. So we got to let it go at some point. We really do.
Are you talking about Dave?
I told you. Did I tell him? Joel, did I tell him on -3 on extra points? I said, this is crazy. You talk about QB wins and whoever has the most QB wins and titles. Well, you definitely consider other stuff because you're discussing the referees for 4 days past. So there's definitely other considerations when you mark greatness. Right, babyface?
Well, he went down a conspiracy path, and I don't know, maybe Harry, everyone's rubbing off on him, but I don't understand that. If that is against your team, if that is against maybe in the first half, that call is called every time. And it changed the game, but unfortunately that gets called every time.
That would have been the worst non-call of the game if they didn't call that. And furthermore, I mean, he's not here, so I'm not afraid for my life, but Eddie Spaghetti to say he went on waiver wire or he went on -3 or something, said most of the NFL history, that is not a call that's made. So I don't even know. All I know is, if Danny Dimes is running out of bounds and gets shoved like that, and there's no call, we don't see Spaghetti at work for 3 weeks. We don't see it. That's it. And he's a running quarterback.
That's the thing.
It's a fan of a running quarterback, you should hope that they call that every time.
Right. If it's a quarterback that it's happening, you know, there's probably some situations where maybe it's not called if it's not a quarterback. It's possible.
Yeah.
But as a quarterback,
I don't know. Yeah. All right. I just didn't even know if Mahomes is good anymore after talking to Harry.
I'll tell you what, he's great at. He's great at flopping. That was one heck of an act.
Okay.
Arms go up in the air. Okay, Patrick. Right.
I think,
calm down.
I think yours is the best act of all, Harry. I really do. I don't know. I really, this is really tough. I mean, can you imagine this now? Mahomes is not even good.
Did he have to raise his arms, really? You got the penalty, Patrick.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break and we'll be back. I do want to see which one you guys, if in the last 20 years, if you could change the result of a Super Bowl, which would you pick? We'll answer that in a minute.
With Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means whether you win or lose, you're always earning towards perks like free stays at iconic Caesars properties, game tickets, dining, and more. And if you haven't started yet, here's a reminder. Your first bet is on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a bet credit. 21 and older only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wagers only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit is $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to the account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know where to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier Casino, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. Offer not available in Maryland or Ohio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, Sean Payton, let's get to the coaching changes first. Sean Payton signs with Denver. Saints receive the Broncos' 2023 first round pick, which is number 29 overall, and a 2024 second round pick, and then the Saints' 2024 third round selection. Is that how that goes? Now, Martin Weiss on Extra Points, a big Saints fan, didn't think they got enough. I think he was comparing it to the haul that John Gruden. What was Gruden? Two ones and two twos? And two twos also, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So if you look at it like that, yeah, maybe he didn't get enough. Good for Sean Payton. Probably couldn't take Terry Bradshaw anymore and wanted to leave. Didn't want to wait around for that Chargers job to open up. But I don't think this is a great spot, Parlay Kid. I don't know. I think if you're stuck with Russell Wilson, I know he did wonders with Drew Brees towards the end of his career. But I think you're going to have a similar thing here with Russell Wilson and this Broncos, and they'll be patient with him. They're not going to fire him. But I don't love this spot for Sean Payton in Denver.
No, but I don't mind the fit, Sal, because I think Denver is kind of, I look at them as a veteran team. I know there's young in some spots, but I do think they're like a veteran team. They have a great defense. So if they could turn this offense around, and Payton is a great offensive coach, they could turn this offense around even just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. There was a point this year where, if they were averaging, what was it, like 19 points a game, they would have won,
true.
I don't know, I'll say like 12 games, right?
Yeah,
so
you're right. Yeah.
Payton's certainly capable of getting him to that mark. So I like this move for Denver. I think it's a good fit. I think they had to do something like this, considering where they are, the division, not just the division they're in, but the AFC in its whole. They had to make a move like this to get a coach like Payton in there that can make a difference in their franchise. I think it's a good fit for them. I think he can maybe, I'm not saying he's going to turn Russell Wilson around entirely, but I think he can have an impact on him, play to Wilson's strengths, and get this team in contention for the playoffs, Sal. I'm not saying, you know, going any further than that right now. I think they could be a playoff contender because of Peyton. Coaching makes a difference.
You know, I saw the Broncos at 40-1. Maybe I'm misreading this. Maybe they were more on Caesars, but now they're 45-1. So people aren't, the bettors aren't buying into it. And I think they're looking at him like, no, this division is fixed for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, Harry. And so that's why the odds went up on, instead of going down, right?
I guess, you know, anything that goes Kansas City's way.
What do you think of the signing?
I don't love the Sean Payton signing. I don't love it. I mean, you look at the Broncos, they've now traded 3 first round picks, 3 seconds, and 3 players for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. And last time I checked, Sean Payton, you know, everyone wants to rip Kirk Cousins all the time. Sean Payton lost at home with Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins in the playoffs. I don't love it.
Yeah. Bri, you know, I'm looking at D'Amico Ryans. Agrees to terms with the Texans, played with the Texans, a nice story. He's 38. They're not as patient with their coaches, right? But I like this deal better. I would really like, I'm betting in the blind as to which quarterback they're going to end up with in the draft. But because that division is so bad and, you know, you just got to be Trevor Lawrence. So I'm not 100% sold on. They got some nice parts defensively. I'd rather have the D'Amico Ryans deal, I think, for the next 3 years than Peyton.
Yeah, I think, look, I think both these deals worked out perfectly. I mean, I do think Peyton was the only way the Broncos could go, because if not, then the Broncos might as well just fold the next 4 years, right? They might as well just say, all right, we're going to get a top pick the next 4 years. But yeah, I think Ryans was a perfect fit for Houston, right? Going back to Houston where he played before. I personally don't know if it's, you know, they're going to be bringing in a top rookie quarterback next year, whether it's Stroud, whether it's Young, most likely. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's great for the potential of that quarterback, but I do think this is a good fit. You know, he has the culture right with San Francisco. He brings that winning culture with him. So, you know, hopefully he can bring that style of offense that they have to this team. But yeah, I think he's in a much, I do think Ryans is in a much better spot. For sure. Like that would be the job you would want in terms of bringing in young talent. You already have a little bit. You could see the team has something there, and this division, you can, you know, you could be the second best team in this division in 2 or 3 years. Right.
Like, I'm blind betting they're over. I'm blind betting they're win. What do you think it will be, Harry? 5.5.
Still.
I was going to go a little lower. I was going to go 4.5.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But also, you know, they do inherits a defense that's, you know, obviously they're on the field a ton, so the numbers don't look as good, but they had to be on the field a ton. The offense didn't do anything, so at least the defense wasn't as bad, and they played tough down the stretch too.
They did. They played in that last game they played. That was crazy. We were there. We were in Vegas, and they actually won it. All right, yeah, they fell apart towards the end, aside from that last game, but yeah, they were in some close games. I like the Ryans placement there. All right. Here's the question. I don't know why I'm so proud of myself for this question, but if you could have one result of a Super Bowl played this century reversed, only the two teams, whoever won, lost, can't go beyond the two teams, the conference championships or anything. Result reversed, can't involve your favorite team, which is no problem for you, Harry, because you have 32 of them. Which would you pick? Parley Kid, let's start with you. Which one are you reversing?
Well, you know, Sal, living with Giants fans here in New York as a Cowboys fan is tough, but I am not sorry. I won't take Eli. I'm not going to touch Eli's Giants teams because honestly, what's become more unbearable is listening to Harry slam Andy Reid. So let's just go back. Let's just go back and give Andy Reid. Well, I don't care what we can give him.
Over Brady.
Over Brady.
Over the Patriots.
Or the Patriots. Or over Tampa just a couple years ago. Just give Reed.
You know, Darren. Darren. You could actually
title for Reed here, and Harry can never say anything about him again. It's over.
Wait a minute.
And had he won one of those other ones, right? He would have no leg to stand on here.
You know.
Let's take one of those just because that was more insufferable. It has become more insufferable than the Giants fans during those crazy wins against
that's saying something, Harry.
You know, Darren, you could actually say that you could also include when they lost at home to Tampa Bay, when Tampa Bay had, but oh, they lost that game when they were home against Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship, lost to Joe Jurevicius.
Also talking about
Carolina.
Joe Jurevicius is a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's the one who scored the touchdown against them, who did nothing, and he smoked them. And also, you could also say maybe the Carolina. Oh, they lost to Carolina at home in the NFC Championship game again against Jake Delhomme, and then against Arizona, against old man Kurt Warner, couldn't beat that. Couldn't beat Kurt Warner either.
We needed it.
This seems like Harry, a lot of success for Andy Reid, right?
Yeah, it's very weird. Like to I start said, listing.
Hang your hat on 10 and 6 seasons. Go ahead.
No, it's hard to start. If your thing is to list losses, like it's an uphill battle. I know you don't understand any of this, Harry, but you know I could name 40 big wins for your three losses, you know? And I'm not even that big an Andy Reid fan. I don't know what happened.
What big wins for Andy Reid?
Well, every playoff win is a big win, I would say, right? Or does that not count? No?
Eli's got a ton of them, man.
Okay. Right. Eli, okay, maybe he's a better coach than Andy. What? Why? What are you talking about? What the hell are you even talking about? Take a deep breath, Harry. I think you got hit by a car on Thunder Road or something. I'm not sure what happened last night. But all right, Brother Bri, what's going on here? Reverse Super Bowl result.
This is a tough one. I like Parley Kid was saying that 2007 season for the Giants, the Tyree catch. I mean, 15 years ago, that was. Uh-huh. I mean, normally I would say that because, again, all my friends are Giant fans. All of them.
We can't give the Patriots another one. Come on.
But right. I know what you're saying. Right. We can't give the Pats another one. So I am going to say the Seattle Pats game, right? The interception by Russell Wilson in the end zone there. Personally, the reason why and it really has nothing to do with look, for as much as I maybe hate Pats fans, I never really hated the Pats that much because I kind of, I always had respect for Brady. The reason why, I mean, I think that up until that point, that was by far the most I ever had on a football game. I think I had it was crazy amount, $6,000, something like that. Uh-huh. But just a crazy amount. And to lose that way, I still remember I felt so bad that night that my immune system was shot. The next day I had strep throat. I swear I was just... That was just an awful, awful feeling. That was the worst. That was the worst I ever felt after a loss. Sick.
Add to it. What if you were with me? What would the strep throat look like if you were watching the game with Simmons and Dickie Barrett and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
Well, I think that would have been cool.
It wasn't cool.
If I was with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, maybe I would have rooted for the Pats.
It wasn't good. That's
disgusting. Right, that's what can happen when you have $25,000 on the game, though, right? So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Watching the game. Yeah. I had a lot on that. To me, it's between that game because I had a ton on that and this the surroundings I just described, or the Patriots Falcons. Like I just felt, and Harry, if you're ever going to talk about anything being fixed, the team being up 28-3, like if there's ever something that seems to be, you know, for all the pea brains that think that the league is fixed, it really did seem like, oh my God, there's no way the Patriots could lose now.
Yeah.
If they win after 28-3, how the hell is anyone going to beat this team until the Dallas Cowboys came along and put Tom Brady out of his misery a few weeks ago? But it's between those two. And Brian, I have to take Seattle, New England. Just hand off. Just hand off.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Drives me crazy. Yep. Anyway. All right. So those are the two I'd reverse. Sadly, Parley Kid, I said not including our favorite team. Doesn't matter. We're not in there. We're not even in the last 20 years. It doesn't matter. Right. Bri,
long time.
Bri, yours was exactly 20 years ago, right?
21 years ago.
Well, no, 20 years ago, the Kimmel Show was Buffalo. Raiders. Oh, Tampa, it was. So,
yeah. 2000.
It's 20
2002.
I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess it's 02. Yeah. Babyface, what would you say?
I'm just shocked none of you guys would give Buffalo one ring. I mean, unless
that's not 20 years, is it?
Is it?
Yeah, that's more than 20 years.
Yeah, no, we got a while, Joel.
Sol Jolomon.
Sol Joel.
Put a calendar in front of this guy. Well, that was the early 90s, the Bills.
I don't remember it that way. I think it was
okay. All right. Well, maybe the groundhog comes out and tells Babyface how to read a calendar. There you go. So there you go. That's a good question. We'll have more Super Bowl questions. We're gonna have a trivia contest tonight because I feel like I want to get into these props. I'm very excited to get into them, but I also feel like it's doing taxes too. Like I got to get in the mindset to do it. You know?
I personally, for as much as I like the props, I hate them so much because you'll look at, you'll look at 2000 props, right? Between different sites, you'll look at like 2000 things.
Right.
A day later, you will look at the same 2000. Like I look at it like 10 different times and I'm like, oh my God. Eventually I get fatigued because I'm like, I've looked at this so many times.
And Harry's got the advantage because he knows which way the game is scripted. So he could like just work backwards from, okay, that's going to, all right, Mahomes over 450 yards because, all right.
I wish I did.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll talk a little NBA and our play of the day for Thursday.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, LeBron is 89 points. We don't even know if he's playing tonight. 89 points away from passing Kareem for all-time leading scorer. There's odds on when he'll break the record. Thursday tonight at Indiana, Saturday at New Orleans, Tuesday OKC home, Thursday Milwaukee. That's a TNT game. Saturday at Golden State, ABC, 2-3. Boy, you got to think if the NBA is scripted as the NFL so clearly is, it's going to be that Thursday or Saturday game, right, Bri?
Oh, yeah. I mean, TNT. I think it's definitely that Thursday, right? Because they're home, right? Home?
Yeah.
Home TNT against the Bucks. To me, that's the game. I'd be curious, right? The Tuesday.
Speaking of fixed.
Well, based on his averages, you could say he can make it by
Tuesday. Would be the game.
Tuesday at home.
Okay.
But I'd be curious if all of a sudden, depending on how that game goes, it's like, all right, we're gonna slow down.
Well, he'll probably sit one. He'll probably sit one.
Yeah.
Sit the Pelicans game on the road, right?
There's enough days in between, though, right? Because you go Thursday. I mean, yeah, maybe. No, but maybe
if his mind, if he wants to break it home against Milwaukee. I guess the thing to do would be he's just on such a roll, right? To play Thursday and Saturday and then skip Tuesday. That would be, even though you don't want to skip a home game, that would be the way to do it, Kid, right? If you wanted to break it in Milwaukee. I don't know.
Exactly. That would be 30th. The perfect way to do it. So that we'll see. We'll see what the NBA is, this is where I think, some higher powers influence this one way or another. This is something I could see getting influenced, or just LeBron influencing himself, saying this is when I want to do it, on the big stage. So we'll see. I would put my money on this at OKC game, but if he guaranteed he was going to play Thursday and Saturday, I would roll with.
I mean,
that
they
Tuesday
do have
game,
to win games. They only have 30 games left, right? They got to win.
I'm going to go Saturday. I think, first of all, it's a much bigger deal if it's Thursday or Saturday versus Tuesday at home on OKC.
No doubt.
But there's also nothing going on Saturday, right? Sports-wise, it's almost perfect that it's the week before the Super Bowl. At Golden State, not at home, though. I'm going to go Saturday. What are you guys saying?
I think Thursday.
I'm going to go all the way up to Tuesday.
Yeah. Definitely the Milwaukee or Golden State game. But this, you know what, this key, this Indiana game, Indiana's so bad defensively. Why don't you just go off on that game? Get 40 that game so you can set the tone for how you want to set up Milwaukee's game.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Harry, that's your play of the day? Is it the Lakers over Indiana? Are you talking about that?
Yeah. It is not my play of the day. By the way, last time.
5-1 on EP.
Yeah, 5-1 on EP. And then I gave out San Diego State, Nevada as our play of the day. That game on the pod, that one. I've two straight times I've announced there's been a try-by. It's been a winner. And I've got a try-by in college hoops tonight. It's back.
Your try-by. Explain to people who are not familiar with it.
Well, look, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to go to, when you think it should happen, you go the other way. Utah is -6 against Stanford. This is a perfect college hoops try-by on Thursday night from the Pac-12. Utah lost both games versus Oregon this year by double digits. And in fact, they have lost 11 straight games to the Ducks. Meanwhile, the Cardinal have won 4 in a row overall and beat Oregon 10 days ago. And Utah is a 6-point favorite. Very fishy. Makes you think, hey, oh, I'll take the Cardinal +6. You go the other way. The try-by's back in action, baby.
All right.
Utah, you lay the 6 with the Utes.
I can't kill it because I'm also going with a fishy line. And by the way, we've been betting for 35 years. I can't believe we haven't come up with our own thing or franchised our own term for fishy line. John Jastrzemski calls it a rat line. And it sounds funny just because of his accent and the way he says it. I feel like it should be like the sardine spread of the day. Like something, what's the smelliest fish? I'm going to look into this. Babyface, we've got to have a contest. Anyway, the sardine spread, something like that. I'm going Washington.
Sucker of the game. I don't know. Sucker spread of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll work on it. I'm disappointed in myself. Washington +17.5 over UCLA. I mean, they lost by 25 at home to UCLA early January. And so why is it only 17.5? Well, the Huskies 6-2-1 against the number in the last 9 road games. Keon Brooks, pretty good. 18 a game, 7 rebounds. Washington actually a better 3-point shooting team than UCLA, who's very solid, very deep, but 109th in points scored. Maybe they're just toying with teams, but I think they're a 71-60 victor. 11-point win, not enough to cover. Give me Washington and the Huskies +17.5. Parlay Kid, where are you going?
Well, so, you know, I've been, as we've been talking, I'm kind of flip-flopping back and forth. I know I kind of was talking about going with the Pacers at +118 tonight to defeat the aforementioned Lakers. But I think I'm going to put a little twist on this, Sal. I'm going to take LeBron James, since we're talking about him, to record a double-double, +100. Okay, so as that plus next to it, you know, that's all I've been rolling with. Okay,
right.
We know he's getting the points, right? Triple-double against the Knicks the other night, and really 3 out of his last 5 games, he has posted a double-double. And in the games he hasn't posted a double-double, he's been one number off the double-double. And a game that's going to be up and down probably against this Pacers team that doesn't, as Harry just alluded to, play good defense. There's going to be some missed shots, a lot of assist opportunities, a lot of rebounding opportunities for LeBron. Let's take the double-double +100.
All right, there you go. Bride, Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, each over 2.5 made threes. Caesars had this last week, didn't they? It's +425. You interested?
I like it. I kind of like that.
You could say no.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't think it hit the last time, right? It didn't hit the last time.
No, I don't think it did. You were a turnover guy.
They're just going to keep putting that up there.
Brunson was my pick. Brunson was the guy.
By the way,
over 23.5.
Dumb of me last time. Dumb of me last time. You know, I think when we did the pod, I don't know at the time, because I don't think LeBron was officially a go for that Knicks game at the time when we did it, but.
Right.
Bad job by me, because LeBron triple double was +760. His assists was over 6.5 assists. Like some of those, you just know he's gonna have great games against the Knicks. And he needed 8 to pass or 9 to pass Steve Nash and Mark Jackson. So that some of those were too easy. But I'm gonna go. I like all your picks so far. I'm gonna go the Cavs though, -5.5 against the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have lost 6 of their last 7, 5 straight on the road. You know, they Steven Adams out for an extended period of time, so that has hurt them. And, you know, the Grizzlies just played last night. So I'm not sure, even when you look at that number 5.5, it's still possible somebody might be missing in that game. And the Cavs, look, they have not played well either, but they rarely lose back to back at home, especially that it's very rare for them to not cover back to back at home. So they are 17-9-1 against the spread still on the season at home. So I think there's a good bounce back here for them. So I'm going to lay the 5.5.
All right. Steven Adams, they say he's hurt. Maybe just afraid to show up to the arena. Maybe doesn't want to, you know, risk it. Shannon Sharp in the front row. Madman. Who could blame him? All right. We're going to be back tonight. I just, real quick, a fun story. I was talking to Harry and Ken, and Harry was driving to the arena, although it did really seem like Ken was doing the driving, telling Harry that he was in the wrong lane. I mean, I was on with them for 6 minutes.
It's nonstop. It's nonstop.
And it was just like, no, you got to get in this lane. I'm like, why aren't you driving? Well, he's like, why are there two pilots? I was like, well, it's not because the one manning the wheel doesn't know what lane to be in, I'll tell you that. But anyway.
14 years in Arizona, never gotten a ticket, never been pulled over.
I just say one thing really quick?
But I'm a terrible driver.
I drove Ken one time to a restaurant from a hotel, never said one word while I drove.
Really? Interesting.
It's a show for you, Brian. It's a show. It's a cover. Trust me. Sal knows too.
We did talk about, though, so on February 18th, I'm taking Jack to see, I mean, he's talking about this Coachella Valley, what is it? The Firebirds?
Firebirds.
All right, so this is the Kraken's minor league hockey team in Palm Springs, and so I have to drive them out there, and you guys are going to be there, and then from there, you're coming here because we're going away, my wife and I and Archie visit some Colorado schools. You're going to watch the kids, so you're coming back with me that weekend to stay here Monday through Wednesday, right?
Right.
And then you mentioned, this is in front of Ken, that Angie might be coming. You know, it's all right. Angie's going to come. I was like, yeah, sure. I don't care. I'm going to be gone. What the hell do I care? And then Ken jumps in. He's like, no. She has to work. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's
I thought it was the weekend. I was I stand corrected. It wasn't the weekend. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, she's got to work for those days.
Okay, so you agree. I mean, he made the call. It seemed like.
Listen, he catches that a lot quicker than I do.
Yes, yeah, he is all over that. Well, I kind of, some people have said Angie's work schedule is fixed by the league. And
because of this weather in like Texas, mandatory overtime all week for her.
Yeah, but I thought we heard that when Southwest was like going out of business, overtime.
I know.
So, does she know what mandatory means? I think there's a disconnect there. Babyface, real quick before we sign off, you okay with this Harry and the driving and everything?
I just hope the Super Bowl doesn't call for mandatory overtime. I got to check in with these writers. But
there you go. There
Harry,
you
are. Listen, we got to, these people were after Harry hard on Twitter.
Oh, and man.
I just hope that. I mean, Harry has apologized before.
I'm glad the Parlay Kid stepped in. The Parlay Kid, dude, it was a voice of reason. You can't be STFUing our fans, Harry.
I know. Listen, I apologize.
Listen, there are going to be crazy people out there who think Andy Reid is a decent coach. You just got to deal with it. Just got to deal with it. I don't have to tell you.
38-10. Lose 20. But here's the thing. It was 38-10. They had a lead against the Colts in the playoffs. And then the guy wants to make an argument that the Chiefs had injuries that game. Are you kidding me? That's why you lost when you're up 38-10 and a half in a playoff game? Come on. Andy Reid needs to take the hit. And that is final.
I have a feeling that's not final. We'll be back tomorrow.
Injuries when you're injuries. You're up 28 at halftime, but you're going to blame the injuries?
I feel like this sums it up for both of you guys. I was just looking at it. Andy Reid, all-time playoff wins is in second. All-time playoff losses is in second. So I feel like that kind of sums up everyone's thoughts on Andy
Reid. Nolan Ryan didn't have a great record. Clearly Hall of Famer.
And Doug Peterson has more Super Bowl wins as an Eagle head coach.
So just make me a list of the good coaches. That's all I'm asking for. That's all we're all asking for.
Doug Peterson over the last 5 years done a heck of a job for whoever
he's at. Doug Peterson is the best coach in the NFL. And then give us a few others. So we know.
Let me see Andy
Reid
make the playoffs in his first year, second year with the Jaguars.
Well, you're not going to see it. Because it didn't happen. Yeah.
Let's just not lose focus on the big snub here, Parlay Kid on the Hall of Fame, and that's what we should focus on.
That's what we should be.
That's a great coach. That is a great coach.
I blame the refs.
Thanks. Thanks, Saul.
I blame a bunch of refs. I blame the refs in the Saplin match. That's it. That's all I can do. All right, that's gonna do it.
When you lose to a blind guy.
Of Against the Odds. For Mikey Meatballs, Babyface, Soul Jolliman, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal saying so long. Happy handicap. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.